Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Something hit me last night and this morning while I was reading all the news and looking at the research. And it's something we really talked about quite a bit here on air in the past, but we're now here. And I really think I should take today out to really thank you all and to tell you that I really appreciate you, because we could be off the air at any moment. You could be plunged into a massive power outage that will be the beginning of martial law, and we will be in the next phase of the New World Order, the purposeful collapse of civilization and massive, at least 90% depopulation in the next 8 years. They're actually doing it. It's actually happening. And just to chronicle all the attacks they're running right now would take the four-hour show. We're going to hit a lot of them. But as I look at all this incredibly important news, that is the most important. And we have all the pieces. I know exactly what's going to happen. The only question is, what is the timetable? I think you know what's happening as well. But there's that great song with Elvis where he talks about, baby, have I ever told you how much I really loved you? And he goes on to say that you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And I've told the listeners how much I love you and appreciate you in the great historic battle we've been through. We tried to stop them initiating this final phase. And we'd have a good chance going into this dark night to be able to beat them in the long run. But I really need to just, I'll still continue on as long as possible. Might be a month, might be 2 years. But you need to get ready and you need to get your family ready. And I've really been holding off telling you all this, but I think you already know. But everything you see, everything standing, everything that's been here is going to be gone. They really intend to kill 90% of us. And when it dawns on the left and the quislings that have gone along with it, it'll be too late for them and too late for us. So just get right with God. I'm going to try to lay all this out today, but there's no doubt now. And I really care about this crew, and I care about all of you, and I care about my family. And I just have a really sad feeling that we didn't stop this, but we did the best job we could. They are dismantling every facet of civilization. The third world is completely collapsed. Hundreds of millions are on their way now to Europe and the United States and North America. Mexico will completely collapse. We will collapse, just like the blue cities. And the power grid will start failing. And the public will beg for stability. And that will cement the massive tyranny you already see happening in China. If you ask why China has 400 million people on lockdown, it was just 30 million for 35 million a month ago. You wonder why they're under such bizarre martial law. They're getting ready ahead of time for what's going to be happening here. And they're definitely coordinating with the highest level of the globalists. So I just need to take this opportunity today to tell you what's coming. And also, I really just feel like talking about how great it's been to know all of you. And just in case we're off the air next week or next month, because it's that close. All the stops have been pulled out. And we have a puppet president that takes direction on television from the Easter Bunny. And that's not a joke. That's very serious. And the sheep-like public, when everything is taken from them, will turn into complete monsters. And if they're told, hey, go along with putting 100 million Americans in camps, they'll do it. And so, my God, what have we done? What have we become? I mean, all over the country, they're trying to pass laws to kill babies after they're born. I mean, we're run by evil. We're the bad guys. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Infowars.com, chronicling the apocalypse. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday, April 25th, worldwide broadcast. The only way to stop and even mitigate what we're entering is for people to really pull back to the 35,000-foot view and understand where we are and what's happening. This is a live emergency broadcast, live Monday emergency broadcast. An international cult of transhumanist environmentalist terrorists are sabotaging civilization. Tune in and learn how to stop them. InfoWars has confirmed that a multinational authoritarian cult is actively attacking every facet of the planet's supply chain. The Davos Group is the mouthpiece of this psychotic, multinational, corporate-backed post-humanist revolution. I think you now realize that when I would read out of Club of Rome and UN documents and Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation and British Ministry of Defense reports where they predicted, because they were laying all this out, this would be unfolding by the year 2020. But now we're 2+ years into it. That I wasn't making it up and I wasn't exaggerating. That they weren't playing games. So there's a couple things we need to get out of the way here. The collapse that has been initiated is now irreversible. The word is irreversible. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. Now, it could be 10 or 20 times worse if they get what they're actually looking for. And we're talking 6 billion plus dead by 2030. That's the official plan. And they don't have Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times saying, looking forward to the end of humanity. They don't have people setting themselves in fire in front of the Supreme Court building calling for an end to fossil fuels. Of course, they had to use fossil fuels to do it. Isn't there irony to that? They're not doing all of this to play games. They've decided that the public is dumb and lazy and weak and aimless, and the decision has been made to kill you. And me, and my family, and your family. And this issue is the only political, economic, cultural issue. And, of course, it's spiritual in nature. It's a battle between good versus evil. But we're already deep into the collapse. We're already deep into the complete breaking of the social contract. And I told you 2+ years ago they would start environmental lockdowns once you were trained to live under the viral lockdown. And now India and Italy have announced lockdowns, rationing, electricity only certain times of day to, quote, save the earth. And because, quote, the resources have been cut off from COVID, which wasn't COVID, but was the globalists using that as the pretext to destroy the global infrastructure. The globalists were a corporate system that took control of the international order and of the global order and of the idea of community of man and humanity working together to put their grid into everything so that they could take the grids down. And now they're all over every media outlet you can imagine saying that the Earth's carrying capacity has been reached and that millions are going to starve to death in the next few years and that you're going to live in a highly surveilled ration system where your smartphone tells you where you can go, what you can do, and what you're allowed to buy and sell. And as the resources dwindle, a lot of people will get on board the authoritarianism saying, just do what they say and they'll stabilize the planet. But, of course, the more you submit, the worse it's going to get. And that's why you see martial law drills in Canada and in blue cities in the U.S. and in China and all over Europe and everywhere. This is the globally directed beta test that has now ended. The last 26 months, hell, it's longer than that, the last 28 months, has been the beta test for what we've now entered. Censorship is just the beginning so they can carry this out. Then there is the debanking, there is the persecution, and there is the arrest and enslavement and execution of anyone opposing this planetary takeover. It should be very easy to defeat if we're able to model it, break it down, chronicle it, and then get leaders who are compartmentalized to wake up. It could have been stopped. But now the collapse is unfolding, and so now it's even more desperate that we warn everybody so they understand that those initiating the collapse and admitting they're doing it in their white papers are now the ones that are going to preside over the crisis and pose as the savior and just put out the cover story to the dumbed-down public, to the very simplistic public, to the one-dimensional public. Oh, there's deadly viruses because of global warming. Oh, there's collapse of the food chain because of global warming. Oh, we've got to do all this because of you're bad. Humans are bad. And then they have the organized collapse, depopulation, and total transhumanist takeover of whoever's left at the end of that beyond dystopic system that they have initiated. And that's why they write the articles all over the controlled corporate press about looking forward to the end of humanity in the Wall Street Journal, NBC News, the Times of London. That's why they have articles everywhere saying, we need dictatorship. We need authoritarianism. We're going to sexualize your children. This is a coming out of evil. This is hundreds of years of preparation and waiting and training and building their networks while they were rich and powerful presiding over humanity. And now that we're entering the genesis of our next level, super technology, life extension, secrets of the universe, they want to dumb everybody down further, kill everybody, so that the general public does not have access to this because they know time and time again, out of the mass of the public, which on average is simple and dumbed down, super geniuses come out of those groups that innovate and always overthrow the previous elites. Then they become decadent generationally and the cycle continues. The globalists call this, and Obama talks about it, the end of history. Where there's a corporate total control over biological reproduction, over your mind, surveilling everything you do, so that the human system as we know it is ended. Because the Carnegie Endowment that runs the CIA today, at the end of World War I, when the League of Nations was given the charter to end war. And the answer was end men and women, end the family, end all of human competition, and create a corporate medical, biomedical tyranny over the public where humans are produced that are even allowed to live, that are not purely human but are chimeric species, corporately owned. And you see that, of course, in Brave New World, published in 1931. The brother of Huxley, Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, goes on to create the UN, run the UN for two decades, create the transhumanist movement, launch the Tavistock Institute, the transgender system, all of it. And this is it. But to do that, they've got to completely cut you off and have giant masses of billions of people that are starving to death who they can organize to take over your farms, your ranches, your factories, your business. Think about how they take over a communist country, what they did in Venezuela. And now what they're about to do here, and you realize the full horror, the horror of what we've entered into. So I want to describe what this future is going to look like, and I want to get into the current collapse mechanisms that are taking place and then the different pieces of how they're trying to outlaw dissent and silence any opposition ahead of this takeover. But if we expose the globalist agenda and the WEF's agenda, then they're not going to get away with their final goal of using this collapse to totally depopulate and enslave us forever. It'll be their Waterloo and a new awakening and renaissance. We must fight this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Attack, and if we know that, we can and will defeat them.
Maybe I didn't hold you.
Interesting. What did you think of Alex Jones?
Loved him to death. I still talk to him to this day. I think that he's great, and I think that many more people should have been vocal when he was initially banned. Because I was actually there. I remember
on a fishing trip that day.
Yeah.
I was in Labrador, and I've regretted it ever since that I didn't come out of the box. I wasn't there. Was off the air, but I completely agree. It was not even about Alex Jones. It's about you can't censor people, period.
Exactly. And Tucker, I remember the exact day when he got censored. I woke up and I looked on my phone and it said Alex Jones banned from YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. He was banned everywhere. It was a mass banning, mass censorship effort to silence him. And again, I really didn't have an introduction into politics, but I had learned a lot of, you know, things from Alex Jones up front, and everything that he was telling me was not false. The people who condemn him and say that he's a crazy conspiracy theorist do not listen to his show every single day, because I worked for him for 2.5 years. I didn't know the three branches of government when I started. Now I can tell you international policy and what's going on all over the world right now, because I have listened to Alex, and he's talked about, you know, the government corruption historically that we've been through, all of the different operations such as Operation Mockingbird, Operation Paperclip, a lot of these things, the Tuskegee experiment, which is why, you know, the black community is so apprehensive for vaccinations in the modern day. He talks about a lot of these things, and our government doesn't like that. Our government doesn't like being exposed. They don't like people who are willing to tell the truth and people who are willing to push back against the narrative. Look at the fact that the DHS just updated their bulletin to say, hey, if you're spreading distrust in the government, that could be considered terrorism. I don't think so. But,
I couldn't, of course, agree with you more, but I'm fascinated by the hate for Alex Jones. I'm not a daily Alex Jones viewer. I don't view anything regularly, actually, but I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny. He's a lot more talented than I am in a lot of ways. That's my takeaway from Alex Jones. But why is he such a threat? Like, why would you hate Alex Jones? I've never understood that.
Because he's telling the truth, Tucker. And again, I know Alex personally, and I've met a lot of people in this industry. And one of my biggest takeaways is that there are a lot of people, especially in conservative media, that are in this for money and fame. They don't actually care about this country, and they don't actually care about America. They're scared about being censored. They're scared about, you know, hurting the wrong people's feelings, not getting the proper endorsement. Alex doesn't care about any of that. Alex cares about the truth. He has since day one. He has made mistakes for sure. But he comes out, he apologizes for it, and corrects the record, which is something that many people in our media refuse to do. So the people who hate Alex Jones hate him because he is everything that they wish that they could be. Somebody who is willing to tell the truth, willing to fight for this country, and actually cares about humanity, not just America, but humanity as a whole.
And he owns his own company and he has no advertisers. So he's kind of immune, really. And the only way to stop him is by destroying him with lawsuits for giving his opinion, which I guess is now a crime or something in the United States. So they're trying to do it that way. I couldn't agree with you more. And why do you think, I've already said why I didn't defend Alex Jones the day he was deplatformed, I wasn't in the country. But why do you think that more in conservative media didn't take a principled stand against censorship when that happened?
Because Alex was off limits. Look at the fact that right now, Tucker, so many in conservative media who wouldn't even mention Alex Jones's name now say his name on a regular basis. Oh, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. We see this constantly, okay? The people in the conservative media or in the right wing even will not latch onto a specific narrative or tell the truth until it goes mainstream and they're allowed to do it. So even in the conservative and the right wing faction, the reason why we lose is because we continue to wait for the left, the liberal media, the mainstream media, to allow us to tell us when we are allowed to tell the truth. Alex did that initially from day one. So, I mean, I think that's why conservatives didn't stand up for him when they should have, because they weren't allowed to at the time.
I couldn't agree more, but you got to take a stand against censorship, I think. I mean, especially if you're in the media. I find Joy Reid loathsome. I think she's a race hater and she spreads race hate. However, if the government pushed for her to be censored, I would defend Joy Reid without even thinking about it, because I'm against that, period. I don't care who it is, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, like, National Review can't take that stand.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very odd.
Yeah, listen, I know we don't like Alex Jones and stuff, but and listen, check this out, right? I like him. I know people don't know, but listen, whatever you think a human did to another human being, it happened.
Yes.
I mean, anything, I don't know, eight, yep, whatever, yep, it happened.
Somewhere in history it definitely happened.
Yes.
It probably happened somewhere this,
yes,
year.
Yes. And sometimes in these special camps and stuff, it happened. These people own these thousands of acres and nothing grows on them. And just,
right,
just keep it there.
Weird ranches where people meet and do rituals.
Might want to hunt a motherfucker, let them go.
That's not outside the realm of possibility.
I know, that's why I'm throwing it at you.
I guarantee you there's been someone somewhere in the world who paid someone to hunt a person. I guarantee you that's
happening. No, this is what happened. They take these homeless people off the streets, put them in there, take them to one of these special hospitals. They take them from that hospital, may have them drugged up, take them on these large estates of property. That's hunt.
Jesus
run.
Christ.
They run. No, really, I really,
that's
believe,
been in,
I really believe that.
I think, well, that book, The Most Dangerous Game, didn't that come out in like the 30s?
Right.
It's an old book about that very, very thing. Rich people hunting poor people.
The only reason we hunt the why is the only reason we hunt fox?
I think there's the fur.
The fox is the only one that backtracks.
Oh, because it's sneaky.
He's the only one that backtracks. Like if he chases, he'll go through and then come backwards and go this way
to trick you.
Yeah, that's why that's the only really challenging. That's the only challenging chase. Everything else is too easy. It's too simple-minded. The fox is the only one that's challenging.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
that
so,
makes sense. I never thought about it that way.
So now they say, well, the fox is the most reasonable animal. Let's try a human animal, see how reasonable he is.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed someone's done that.
That's
what think of all
they want to challenge reasonability.
Yes.
Let's see how he thinks.
Right.
How does he think? How is he superior than us? Why are we superior? They're not going to do anything they think that's inferior than them.
Yeah.
They're gonna study what they're going to attack or what they're going to make their victim.
Is for sure, people have done that, right? That's fucking insane.
Cyclopia.
Wow. I always thought that was a myth. I never knew that there was an actual disease.
You're talking to me when you're talking about this. I'm like Alex Jones in
you are, man.
Ancient times.
Can you make that a little bit bigger, Jamie? Right there? Yeah. Cyclopia is derived from the Greek word cyclops, meaning ring-eyed. It's a rare condition that causes a child to be born with one eye, no nose, and a proboscis, a nose-like growth above
the
eye.
Brother, I need to hit. Listen.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
However, it isn't that a baby has one eye. It's a severe malformation of the baby's brain early in the pregnancy. Oh, wow. So both of the cyclopia often results in miscarriage or stillbirth. Survival after birth is mostly a matter of a few hours. Doctors also call it holoprosencephaly.
So imagine, they say 10,000 years, 100,000 years ago, maybe they did something where they were able to be accepted into the...
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering, you talk about spreading the word, you talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt, we need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com, Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history, support free speech, be a maverick, be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want everybody to listen to me very, very carefully. And I want to describe first what we're facing. And I want to describe to you the way to mitigate what we are already in. And I want you to understand that things are going to progressively get worse by design, and that the evil and the tyranny and the oppression will never end and will reach levels like something out of Hellraiser if we don't recognize this now and see it for what it is. We've all heard of the frog in the boiling pot. It's true. You throw a frog in a boiling pot of water, scalding hot water, it'll jump out. You put it in cold water and slowly turn the heat up, it will die. It will not escape. Well, we're not a frog. We're smarter than a frog. And so my great frustration is this. If you go back to shows we did 28 years ago, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, we talked about the plan to take over the infrastructure, to slowly destroy civilization, and to create a global collapse crisis out of which the one world government would take over. Now, I don't deserve credit for knowing that. John Coleman was high-level MI6. He came out with the plan 30-plus years ago. General Parton was the head of Air Force Weapons Development and the Secret Space Program. He told me all of this. High-level FBI agent Ted Gunderson told me everything. And those men now, in hindsight, and the John Birch Society, got it 100% right. We stand on their shoulders. And there were so many other people. I'm getting chills right now. And they would tell me stuff, and I would then go to the UT library. It was the only one that had it. And I would go to the microfilm, the microfish, and pull up David Rockefeller praising Mao Zedong and Communist China. I would pull up the Carnegie documents. I just couldn't believe it. And I couldn't believe other people didn't want to know about this plan. And Agenda 21 from the Rio de Janeiro meeting that Herbert Walker Bush signed on to. And so I knew that the world's elite were planning this. And I knew that if we warned people, we would have a chance to stop it. But I also thought about looking out to the future, what it would be like if we failed to stop the initiation of their final plan, what it would be like. And last segment, I couldn't even go on air. So I went ahead and aired some clips. Because this is like when I've had family members come to me and say, I love you a lot, and I really appreciate you, and I've got terminal cancer, and they say I'll be dead in 6 months. It's happened a couple times. And they smile at you, and they tell you they love you, and then you're at their funeral, and they're dead. And that's what this is. I'm here telling you that I'm going to die, you're going to die, we're all going to die. It's not like your grandma sitting there having a cup of coffee across the table from you, telling her that she's always going to love you and always going to be there, but that she's going to die. But life goes on through children and grandchildren, doesn't it? Except under this plan, it doesn't go on. So it's a death way worse than my other grandmother saying, I want to go home to my family and God. I'm going to stop eating at 92. I'm ready to die. And you say, I understand, I respect your decision. But you know they had a long life. They live on through you. And as long as you live on, and your children live on, and their children live on, and we're good people, their life meant something. And if they cut us off like this, in this incredibly ancient journey of our species, it is a crime never before committed on this planet that is just so unspeakable that all our ancestors cry out, and all of my will cries out, and just begs all of you to realize there's a trillion distractions, and they're all interesting and fun to cover, and all of this news is amazing, but it's all part and parcel of the spiritual fall of man and the spiritual battle we're in, and the fact that we're entering undoubtedly the end of days being initiated by the Antichrist forces, making the way for their transhumanist God. And so on my metaphysical knees, I beg you on my knees to realize that this is the truth. This is the transmission. This is the warning. This is why they fear us. This is why they hate me above anyone else. It's because I know their plan, and I was put in this position by God. None of it is me. And I was carried along lesson after lesson after lesson after lesson in my life being prepared for where we are. And you were prepared with your life lessons for where you are now to be a light in the world in this coming total darkness so that we can not let Satan have his total victory in the end, though the Bible tells us one-fourth of the earth will be killed before the plan is reversed. And it is going to be our action that will reverse that plan, and it's going to be rough, and it's going to be hard, and a lot of us aren't going to make it. But that's okay because our spirits are eternal. But I want you to know that I love you, and I appreciate you, and I stand with you forever. And I know you stand with me. If your grandmother's telling you that she's going to die of lung cancer, with cancer in both lungs, it would kind of be morbid to tell you all about the details. But in this case, it's not. Because if we don't describe what this is going to look like, if we don't stand up, versus if we do stand up, then they're going to win. And I understand, believe me, because I don't want to face this either. But I have faced it. Of what this is going to be like. And if we don't admit we're under attack, if we don't admit we're being destroyed, if we don't admit we're being bullied and dominated by these monsters and their slaves, then we have no hope. But it is going to be in this process that we're going to find out who we really are. And the greatest days of humanity have just begun. But you are alive on the planet Earth at the moment of inception of our next level. And there are a lot of very twisted, very old forces that hate us because of our success and what we've already done throughout the cosmos, that are attempting to stop us here before this very important mission is launched. Now that mission is taking place in the third heaven. And I could not even try to describe to you that. Just as they say, one cannot be told about the Matrix. You must see the devil's false construct. Well, it is even more intense to try to describe the next level. I have seen the next level. Many of you have seen the next level. And as the enemy pours out its attack to destroy us, if we are faithful and have courage and believe in God, God is going to give you the discernment and the blueprint and the download to defeat this. And that is the great solace we have. But we must not hate God for being angry that we were being put through this, because this is the experience of free will. This is the gift of consciousness and eternity. Is that we must first, before we're given godlike power, face evil so that we know it and have physically, cellularly felt it, so that we will not be part of it in the future. This is a cleansing. This is a ritual God is going to put us through. This is our boot camp, and we will prevail. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To know the heights of good, let's know the depths of evil. I am very blessed and honored to be here with you, my friends, this Monday, April 25th, 2022 broadcast. Now, I can go over the ongoing shutdown, like switches being turned off, of the food infrastructure, police infrastructure, the security infrastructure, everything being turned in as a weapon against the people. And I have over 50 pieces of evidence here today. It would have been impossible to go over each one. But in the Spars, Carnegie, Rockefeller, Davos Group, John Hopkins battle plan, they describe how once the collapse begins, they will admit that they've mismanaged and say they're sorry, but they've got a new plan for a universal basic income for you. You've just got to accept turning over and signing over everything you've got to it, or you'll lose it all. It's called being held hostage. So as we watch food production plants blow up on a daily basis across the U.S. and in other countries, as we watch the major pipelines cut off, as we watched the Extinction Rebellion cult members set themselves on fire in front of government buildings. As we watch Italy announce the rollout of a dystopian social credit score system to conserve resources, first of its kind in the EU, compliant citizens will be rewarded for good behavior. Those are quotes. The climate lockdowns. Your political views are good. You can leave your house. Why Governor Newsom is creating a water and energy disaster by design. FBI now admits they believe food facilities are being targeted. Oh, really? By InfraGuard? By you? And then you have IMF director, we didn't think through the consequences of printing too much money. We're already out of time. Oh, my goodness. The head of the IMF says, International Monetary Fund, privately owned and run by the Rothschilds, that the banks are all insolvent, you're insolvent, the world economy's going to collapse, but don't worry, she's got a universal basic income for you. Here's the video clip. We printed too much money and didn't think of any consequences. No, you're just economists that knew exactly what you were doing. IMF Director Kristalina Georgieva. Here's another one. IMF Director, maybe we printed too much money without thinking of any consequences. Oh, maybe, huh? She goes on to say that the governments of the world are going to collapse and that the currencies are going to spike and we're going to have hyperinflation and that there's no way to fix it. Got all the clips right here. You want to hear her run her mouth? You want to hear the person that did it? Like somebody walks in your house and shoots you with a shotgun and then stands over your body and says, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe they shouldn't have flooded the borders. Maybe they shouldn't have done a two-year lockdown in the third world to starve everybody to death. Maybe they shouldn't have sexualized the children. Maybe they shouldn't have done all the things they did. They did it all on purpose. Maybe they shouldn't have overthrown the Ukrainian government 8 years ago and then attacked the Russian border. Maybe they shouldn't have done this and that. But now they did, and now they're in charge. And now they want you to put handcuffs on digitally and accept this new wonderful app and total control of your life, and then they promise it'll all be better. Is it better in Australia where they put up with it? Is it better in China where they submit to it? Is it better in blue cities where they bow down? The answer, of course, is not. Put these handcuffs on. Let me tie you up, and then everything will be all right. You believe that? But the average leftist has bought into this, so they can't admit they're wrong. They're pretending, because they get promoted on social media when they support it, that they're part of the ruling group. But no one ever leaves traitors alive, not even the bad guys. Because traitors do what they do over and over and over again. And our own corporate media is helping censor images of China and the martial law that they are under. So I got three of these clips, four of these clips, but here's the director saying we printed too much money and didn't think about it. Oh, sure. Here we are.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Madam MD.
I think we are not paying sufficient attention to the law of unintended consequences.
Oh.
We take decisions with an objective in mind and rarely think through what may happen that is not our objective, and then we wrestle with the impact of it. Take any decision that is a massive decision, like the decision that we need to spend to support the economy. And at that time, we did recognize that may lead to too much money in circulation, too few goods. but didn't really quite think through the consequence in a way that upfront would have informed better what we do. And I subscribe entirely to what...
Shut her up. And she's up there with the former head, LeGrand, of the IMF, and it's all women. So it's like, oh, it's women. Madeleine Albright killed 500,000 Iraqi children and said she did it on purpose, but she's a woman. Oh, Tim Cook's gay. It's all right if he runs death camps. We're taught, like, bow down to these women in charge. Bow down to gay men in charge. It's not about women or gay men. It's about, we're told, oh, they're the new group. They're the enlightened group. She's like, oh, we did not know. We did not know what we did when they used all those trillions they printed to buy up infrastructure themselves. And now they hand us the debt and the inflation. And then, oh, we didn't know lockdowns would collapse the third world. Oh, we didn't know. If they didn't know. And the other clips where she says, sovereign debt will fail, nations will fail, the stock markets will fail. But don't worry. We've got a cashless society. We've got programmable tokens that track everything you do and tell you where you can spend your money. And it's all run by little gay men and women in little dresses. So it's like, because our epigenetics thinks of like Vikings or whoever, like a bunch of men, rat, and like, we'll fight that. But if it's women, oh, we did not know. Look, gay man here, we're a trouble. Oh, I'm gay. Oh, I run death camps. Oh, you see how it works? And they're literally a death cult on private jets with giant private mansions and 100,000 acre ranches, laughing at all of you they want to just kill and get rid of, with some bimbo blonde up there. And then everybody else just goes along with it. We're going to start the next hour. Roger Stone's coming in. I haven't even got into half of this. After he leaves in the third hour, I'm going to go over it all. Believe me, this is all incredibly important news. But separately, I'm not funded by the IMF or World Bank or by George Soros, by the New World Order. I'm funded by you. And I want to thank you for coming through with the money bomb and bringing in over $1 million over 3 days. With the product sales and the cost, we brought in over $500,000. Thank you. That supplements what we're doing. We're taking on pure tyranny at point-blank range. If I had billions, I could defeat them, but with millions, I can fight them. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've sold out of half of the 60-something thousand T-shirts we had that have been backlogged and never promoted. We've got a lot of great products out there, and I've got a really exciting announcement here. X2 sold out for many, many months. The highest quality deep earth crystal iodine that is so incredibly popular is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And so I hope that you get X2 at 25% off, and it could be the last time you can get it. Nobody else is doing it from deep earth crystal iodine that is a byproduct of the gas and oil drilling industry. We have to go through a DEA license to get this. It's actually pure iodine that's put into a glycerin oil. It goes right into your blood. It's critical for all electrochemical activity in the body. Stamina, libido, energy, immune system. X2 is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for keeping us in the fight as long as we can. We will not back down. We will not give in. But we cannot continue to fight on without you. So thank you for your support. But all you that wanted X2, it's back in stock right now, finally, at InfoWarsStore.com or toll-free 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.